This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The country is all set to create history in its space journey as an international space mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of Indian Space Research Organization in the coming months. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be a part of the upcoming Axiom space mission, AX-4. Dr. Singh said the mission will mark the visit of first Indian ever to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over four decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signaling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. In West Bengal, delegations from the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, and National Commission for Women, NCW, visited Parlalpur in Malda's Baishnav Nagar yesterday. The delegations met with victims of the violence linked to the Murshidabad Waqf Law agitation who had fled their homes in search of safety. NCW chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar described the women and children in relief camps as being in deep distress. Allegations were made of administrative neglect and a conspiracy to destabilize the region. Locals demanded a permanent PSF camp to ensure safety. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said 33 Naxalites have surrendered in Sukma district. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 11 Naxalites surrendered in Badaseti Panchayat of Sukma, making the Panchayat completely Naxal-free. Mr. Shah congratulated the security force personnel and Chhattisgarh police for their success in the Naxal-Free India campaign. The centre has notified rules for radar equipment to strengthen road safety and fairness in traffic enforcement. Radar equipment is used to measure vehicle speed. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement today said the rules will take effect from 1st of July. The government has stated that claims suggesting it is considering levying GST on UPI transactions over 2,000 rupees are completely false, misleading and without any basis. In a statement, the finance ministry clarified that currently no such proposal is under consideration by the government. It added that GST is levied only on charges such as the merchant discount rate related to payments made using certain instruments. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 5 wickets in a rain-marred 14-over match at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing 96 for victory, Punjab Kings overhauled the target with 5 wickets in hand and 11 balls to spare. Earlier put to bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 95 runs for 9 wickets in 14 overs. Tim David top-scored with unbeaten 50 runs of 26 for Bengaluru, while Nihal Vadera contributed 33 of 19 for Punjab. Ashdeep Singh, Marco Janssen, Yuzvendra Chahal and Harpreet Brar picked up 2 wickets each for Punjab, while Josh Hazlewood picked up 3 wickets for Bengaluru. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Delhi Capitals in Ahmedabad at 3:30 p.m., while Rajasthan Royals to face Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. In squash, Indian squash players Veer Chotrani and Anahat Singh advanced to the semi-finals of the qualifying event of the World Championship in Kuala Lumpur. Second-seeded Chotrani defeated home favourite Mohammad Safiq Kamal in the men's event. The 17-year-old Anahat, seeded 5th, defeated Japan's Akari Midorikawa 11-1, 11-7, 11-5 in the women's quarterfinals. She will take on 8th-seeded Helen Tang of Hong Kong in the semi-final today. The winners of the tournament will qualify for the World Championships scheduled in Chicago from 9 to 17 of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.